That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
I've got another confession to make.
No good at Catholic confessions to Mike. Yes, I lost me bloody wife because of fantasy football. Yes, I'm torn. Well, I haven't changed me bloody bed sheets since bloody pre-season. Maybe I do let personal hygiene slip by a little bit, but that's what this bloody caper is about. 100% dedication. And I'll tell you one thing. If someone's getting the best of you in your league this year, if you're not up there getting that rank you need, you know, if the game's getting on top of you, we want to bloody hear about it because we're here to help. Peter Higginbotham, we're here for him, aren't we, mate?
Excellent, Jock. A man for the people.
Crouching one, great to see you, son.
Ah, welcome, Mr. Jock.
Gentlemen, one of these bloody strange weeks. We've got a game on the Monday night here. We're here on the podcast on a Sunday, but I can tell you what, aren't there fantasy football issues aplenty as we look towards the bye round, which will begin in round 11, gentlemen.
Agreed, Jock. A lot to discuss. The pressing elephant in the room is the bye. Mm. And we lead into our first bye with Brisbane, Fremantle, Hawthorn, Port, Richmond and the Western Bulldogs first to have a spell.
So some of the players that will be affected, you know, we'll have Maloney, Fife, Mundy, Mitchell, Boak, Cochin, Delidio, Liberatore, Griffin and the Boyds.
Oh, These sorts of players will be sitting out. Midfield, Mr. Jock. I worry bloody forward line.
Mm, yeah.
Bloody Franklin. You have the Zocco, the Rockliffe.
Wasn't Boheng, well, that's bloody Wayne Allen. He's trying to watch work. Hey, Wayne Allen, you there, Sam?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? I'll tell you what, I'm not happy. I'm irate, I am. I'm not happy.
Irate, Wayno. What's wrong, mate?
What's the matter, Sam?
Well, fellas, I put Franklin on the side this week, and I thought, oh, you know what, he's playing Melbourne, and I thought, oh, he's going to do real well against him, and I made him captain. And he played bloody shocking. And
yes.
He's got some flog glove on now too. What the hell's with that? Did you see that?
Disturbing signs everywhere I look with Bud Yulonch.
Yes, I do too contemplated the captaincy, Wayno. Fear not, mate. Fear not.
Okay, I say you this, buddy flanky, bloody Franklin. You wear that glove, my Jim. I fly kick your ass. I not like glove.
Well, you boys aren't the only ones upset. Here's old B-Mac off the website earlier today off How's Your Team Going off the Jock website. Buddy looks completely out of sorts, out of favour with the rest of the dorks. It's instead of the hawks, he said the dorks, which I find quite bloody humorous.
Good.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's good, isn't it? Now he said, I reckon they've ignored him in space at least 5 times today. So, gee, that's bloody worrying, isn't it, for Buddy Franklin? I bought him in the other week, thinking that he'd go bloody gangbusters, and he hasn't bloody performed.
And me and Dad were watching the footy. Dad's like, oh, you know, some of these players need to worry about playing footy and not worry about some bloody, you know, T-shirt business or whatever they got going on, you know.
Couldn't agree more, mate.
What the bloody hell's going on?
Couldn't agree more, way. Look, the community at this time of the week want to know Wayno's hot tip, which has become famous.
Oh, the hot tip. You say me hot tip.
Nobody tweeted me about my musical intro last week, so I'm not doing one this week. And if people want another one, then they have to tell me about it.
Wayno, yes. It must be said your Boomer Harvey call came to fruition, mate. Boomer scored massively. You are an amazing young boy.
And well done to Boomer Harvey on your 350th game, 132 Supercoach points, $530,000. But look, it's just an honour to watch the bloke play. Good on you, Boom.
I have a potent question. He goes, amazing boy. Does Wayno have hair down the stair?
That's a bit personal.
Oh,
you don't have to answer.
A little bit.
Bit of fluff. That's good, mate. Good on you.
Oh, welcome, mate, Jim.
Yeah, come on, mate. The community's there bloody sweating. Beads of sweat coming down their foreheads. They've got their pencil above the bloody pad. Here comes Wayno's hot bloody tip.
Well, I'm not doing a song intro. I'm unless people tell me that it's cool, but also I'm just going to go back to my normal intro, right, fellas?
Righto, Shan.
Wayno's Hot Tip brought to you by Wayno Reynolds.
Beautiful, Shan.
My hot tip is hold. No trade, fellas. No trade.
Good boy, Wayne.
Excellent, Wayno. Excellent. Your thoughts?
Fellas, I just want to say something here. I think we're just being trading a little bit too much. Sure, if you've got a few trades up your sleeve and you want to trade this week,
yes,
maybe look at Hollavat or, I don't know, maybe Mental from Carlton or something.
But yes.
Just with coming into the buys, I think we should just hold on to them, fellas. What do you reckon?
Well, you know, it's moments like this that the Reynolds bloodline... The Reynolds blood obviously beats through your bloody chest strongly and viscously, son. I'm very bloody proud of you, and I've been sending the message out to the community to go easy on your bloody trades. You know what else we've got, Wayno, which is worrying me over the next 3 weeks? Instead of two trades a week, they're going to give us three trades.
Oh.
And this is bloody concerning me, especially for young super coaches out there, gents.
You're bloody joking, aren't you?
Yeah, look, sometimes, Wayne, as a father of fantasy, as a father, I just need to hold very important pieces of information until it's the right time.
Well, it sounds like what Dad does. Dad holds on to some magazines that he's got in his garage. They're from, the 80s and stuff. Really weird magazines, but he holds on to them.
Yeah, they're probably... Yeah, that's the idea, son.
What would they be, Jock?
Oh, it could be some sort of...
I know these magazines.
Maybe car instruction manuals of the like.
It is more than car instruction.
Come on, back on the bloody task at hand. So, Wayno, I think your advice this week is magnificent, son.
Excellent, Wayno.
Always good to speak to you, mate. Have fun just leafing through Dad's magazines as you grow into a fine young man. I've just had a tweet pop up on me bloody screen from... Mitch Lorps here. He says, "Oi, Jock, you and Wayno, come over for a spliff or a bong tonight, lad." Packing them as we speak.
What is a bong? A bump on the head?
Yeah, I don't know. Could be there. What, a spliff, something you put on the alternator of the car or something. Anyway, thanks for the tweet, Mitch. Wayno, thanks again for calling in, mate, and we'll speak to you next week. Enjoy the week, son.
Welcome, Wayno.
The time for my segment, Jock.
Here goes quantum team mechanics.
Very important to understand the relevance of the non-trade this week, Jock. Nothing can be gained by trading in. Yes, you have three trades. Hold. Hold. Gaining Tom Mitchell... will be after his bye, Jock.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And wasn't Tom Mitchell bloody impressive this week, Peter?
Hey, you know his family, Mr. Jock. Oh, no, you say me this. You know him.
Yeah, I'll actually convey a story. I was at the birth of young Tom Mitchell because, of course, he's Barry Mitchell's son who used to play for the Sydney Football Club.
Ah, this make me think, Mr. Jock.
What's up, mate?
I now call him... Barry Mitchell-san!
Oh!
Welcome.
He hasn't overtaken bloody Kanye. Kanye Mitchell bloody started as a sub again.
Oh, don't you start me, I get angry.
Driving me to bloody drink.
I not want get angry or you bloody give me another bloody pill. I not want pill.
No, we don't want that. And Ken, if you're out there listening, and I know you're bloody listening, mate. I know because I talked to you bloody last week about this. Put Kane Mitchell on the bloody ground to start with. We want to see what the bloody kid can do without sitting his ass on that pine for the whole bloody week.
Jock.
Hell's bells.
Jock.
What is this?
Jock. You were referring a story re the birth of Tom Mitchell.
Yes, young Tom Mitchell, of course. And on Tom Mitchell, before I get into this story of the birth of young Tom Mitchell, let's just be precognitioned of the fact that he'll play next week. Then he'll have a bye. So the best time to bring Tom Mitchell in will be after Sydney's bye. He'll be cherry ripe as a bubble boy then, so hold.
Round 13 trade in, Jock.
Absolutely, mate. One of the finest round in
three. Agreed.
You know, he'll be a fantastic player.
Agreed.
52 disposals and then 54 in the 2 weeks in the Neofil.
Yes, quite possibly a keeper for your midfield.
And he was always going to be this prolific. I was at the birth there. Often get... called into to plenty of berths from people who've, you know, bought through the ranks throughout the years.
And
Barry asked me to all the business in, mate.
The business in, mate.
And I haven't got any bloody gloves on, Lance Franklin. No bloody gloves. The business in waiting. And here'd come beautiful Tom, came through the birth canal, closely followed by the placenta. Kids, if you're listening out there, what happens is baby comes and then the big placenta sac comes out and little Tom, his eyes glistening as the placenta fell towards the ground, leapt across the table, grabbed the placenta and with his left foot kicked it onto the receptacle bin waiting on the ground and got on the phone to Jeffrey Edelston and I said, by jingoes, we've got one, Jeff. Have we got one here? So from the very day he was born, he was always going to be a prolific, but this could be one of the trade-ins of the year. Post round 12, pre round 13,
okay,
Tommy Mitchell's son.
You say me this. Mm. Who you trade out? Because in round 13, Adelaide, Carlton, Collingwood, Essendon got cost DWS. You say Jager or Mira?
Well, Jager.
You say me this.
I wouldn't say. Look, Jager, if you've got the luxury, as I say, of sitting him there as your backup midfielder, so be it. But he's hit his use by date. 74 last fortnight. He's up around $430,000. So
yes.
The time to cull him has arrived. It's nigh.
His break even has now hit three figures, Jock.
Some of us also find ourselves in the unfortunate situation of still holding Brett Maloney. You would have been happy if you got rid of him last week, but with his injury, he scored 35 this week, Hick, and he's dropped about $35,000 just this week, which brings him back to only, look, you would have made $55,000 off Maloney from the start of the season.
Jock, one must be cognizant of the mega buy midfield round, and that is round 13, where Adelaide, Carlton, Collingwood, Essendon, Gold Coast, GWS have their buy. We are talking a Dangerfield, specifically Watson, Goddard, Pendlebury, Swan, Ablett, O'Meara.
Don't forget bloody Mark Murphy as well.
I just flag kicked bloody Stubby off.
You dropped a Stubby on the bloody...
Sorry, Mr. Jock.
That's all right. You clean that up afterwards, would you? Just chuck it on that deflated doll over there, mate.
Okay, Mr. Jock.
Good boy. Yeah, that's a bloody shocker. So round 13, the arse is going to be taken right out of the pants of plenty of our midfielders. That's going to be a concern. What I'd like to talk about, gentlemen, I know we've got buys on the horizon, but people need to sit down and start to construct robust plans because many of us are looking to upgrade our last midfielder before we have a complete midfield unit. So sitting in a situation where you might, you know, you've still got Maloney there or you've still got Jager O'Meara on the field, you want to upgrade them.
But you just say me the chosen one arrive. You just say me bloody Barry Mitchell.
But I'm talking about a premium.
He could be keeper.
Yeah, not bloody. He's not going to be one of your on-field premiums for the rest of the bloody season, Crouching.
John.
I'm talking if I want to have a midfield ready for the robust cut and thrust for Supercoach final series, I need proven bloody warriors. As good as the kid Tom Mitchell's going to be, I can't see him as an on-field option going into Supercoach finals. I'm talking your on-field bloody upgrades.
Jock, the birth story, mate. The significance of the kicking placenta.
Yeah.
Could he be the best trade-in keeper of the year, thus enabling you to upgrade a premium elsewhere?
Well, look, I suppose all we'll be told over the coming weeks, we'll get a good look at Tom. But look, at this stage, I'm not suggesting you go into the end of the season with him on the field. I'm thinking about someone like, you know, Josh Kennedy from the Sydney Swans, who came out with 126 on the weekend. He's almost $60,000 cheaper than he was at the beginning of the season. Last four rounds, sure he had that 56 when Brent McCaffer tagged him, and Brent McCaffer's proving to be quite a bloody good tagger. Who did he take out this week? He played bloody Pierce Hanley. He ripped him right out of the game.
Excellent, Jock. You brought up two excellent points here. Josh Kennedy's break-even will be 164.
Yeah.
So he will be cherry ripe after his round 12 bye. B, you have highlighted the fact that teams are now onto tagging the key defensive playmakers. Pierce Handley, such as happened to Grant Birchall, will now come under heat. A recipe for success is tagging the playmaking defender.
Want to have a look also at Dane Swan, who is now almost $150,000 cheaper than he was at the beginning of the season. $530,000 for Dane Bloody Swan. Came out with $131,000. Still looks bloody fat to me, you know. He's waddling and he's self-conscious and I think he needs a little break, so I think he's going to enjoy the bye Camry and 13. But before then he's got Melbourne, then Western Bulldogs before the bye. So if you wanted to, you know.
Jock, we are saying do not trade this week, correct?
Yes, thank you, Hick. My overarching feeling is just be disciplined. Hold your trades. But I'm also coming at it from a point of view that, you know, there's people out there who just need some league wins. You know, they're down around 13, 14. They need to get some wins on the board now.
Time for my bloody segment.
Welcome. Crouching one, hopeful slipper, wisdom.
Okay, after I get bloody drug last week, I go to my cave of solitude on the steep slope of Monash Freeway. I thinking. After a big truck smash at front near Monash, near bloody Chadston.
Yeah.
This come to me. I now go for league bloody win.
Yes.
My team shit.
Okay, so you're going to go for the overall league win creates for the rest of the year. So this how's that change of bloody...
This gives me newfound strength.
You're looking bloody vital tonight. You've marched in here. Last bloody week, you were a broken man. Yes. You came in here after the Tigers, and you're looking at me today. You're strong. There's bloody life in your face, and I'm proud of you, son. The Tigers are going to rip West Coast Eagles.
I don't care, bloody Tiger. I care now for bloody league win.
Good bloody boy.
I not tried next week, and I spring bloody trap. I have cash in bank. I bloody try. And now I look at my opponent, and I tried to kick ass.
So you're going to watch your opponent week to week and just trade your way around him.
I not tried. I win.
Good boy.
I win. You smell my sock.
Oh, that's robust.
Yes, you smell confidence in sock.
Yeah, pheromones all over the shop, mate. Yes. I'm proud of you.
I piss on it before I walk.
You cheeky bastard. Crouch, the Griffin boy's come out of the woodwork, hasn't he? He's doing it. Let's have a look at his last four rounds. 169, 101, 136 and 167. People are starting to say, Ryan Griffin, how's he going? Should we get him into our teams?
Break even of a 35. Priced at 605, and the doggies with the round 11 bye, Jock.
In the last 2 weeks of Supercoach finals, I suppose they've got Brisbane Lions and Melbourne, but I need to draw your attention to something. Look, last year, Rhino came out and averaged 139 between rounds 5 and 8 and round 12. Then ask me what he did in the next six.
What he do next,
bloody? He scored one ton in the next six games. I just get the feeling off Ryan Griffin that this is a sort of trend that we can expect from him now and for the remainder of his career.
A great jock. Yeah. Unfortunately...
He's at the top of the curve. You don't pick him now, kids.
He is within a team that has fickle form.
Yeah.
However, he has the potential to score high, scoring over 130 already four times this year, Jock.
Which is significant. Big question facing the community, of course. After round 11, we've mentioned many times that Fremantle are a very attractive club because they've got Greater Western Sydney, Melbourne, Port Adelaide and St Kilda in Supercoach finals time. And a question many are starting to ask, I haven't got Nat Fife, the Teen Wolf. I haven't got the Barlow boy. Which of those two is the most likely trading option?
Oh, you see,
they're Barlow. Both fantastic bloody footballers, these boys.
Barlow... single-handedly win for the game. 12 possession last quarter. Whoa.
And the game was up for the bloody taking as well, wasn't it?
22 bloody contested possession. Barlow bloody gun. He cost 560. 5 now cost bloody about 550. I still like the bloody team of.
God, yeah, I'm just about flipping a coin. I'm tending to think Nat 5 myself. His break-even will be about 80. Barlow's break-even will be 26. But look, besides all that, it's just who's going to average the most for the rest of the bloody season. And I can just see Nat 5. He's had a little break, sure. You know, around 7 and 8. I reckon he'll steam home and average more than the Barlow boy.
Around 10 trade-in for perhaps the likes of Maloney, Monfries, for those still running with him, will buy you cover for later rounds.
Absolutely. Would you cast off Brent Stanton's last 2 weeks as an anomaly?
Is it an
abnormality? 143 and 120 Brent Stanton. He's 470 grand.
Say his name. He bloody burn man.
36 podgies, 28 by foot in a buying round 13.
I say bloody Nathan Horvat. You still tried him, Mr. Jock. He played 2 games. He on bubbly bubble.
He's a good boy.
He on bloody bubble.
He's on the bubble, 86 and 60 in his first two. He's got the bye this week. Bring him in just before he plays Collingwood in round 12. I think he's going to be a good trading option. And then the week after that will be your opportunity to bring in Tom Mitchell. So you've got two good rookie trading options coming up. Did you see the game of the Martin boy, Kyle Martin from the Collingwood Football Club?
Outstanding, Jock. 97 points, 19 touches, 2 goals, 2 in his first game. Outstanding. However, with, how you say,
Barry Mitchell's son. You're a bloody champion, Tom.
Could supersede the trading in of Kyle Martin.
People also starting to talk about Brent McCaffer. Big change of role for the McCaffer boy up forward. His last 2 rounds, whilst he's had the new tagging role, he scored 79 and 100 and has tagged very well. So, look, there could be a bit of validity.
Validity, Jock.
Towards saying you just hold McCaffer possibly because there's a lot of uncertainty up forward. You know, someone will emerge generally later in the season. Someone like Tommy Hawkins often comes about later in the season, and why don't we take this opportunity to swing over to the forward line and have a look at what's on offer, boys?
Agreed, Jock.
Thank you.
Who was it that...
That's what they call a segue, because I said we're on the mids. Why don't we take that opportunity to look forward to the forward line? That's a segue.
Excellent, Jock.
Thank you, Peter.
Can't quite recall who suggested a Drew Petrie 5 rounds ago.
That was you, Peter, you beautiful genius-like bastard. That was you, mate.
Agreed, Jock. Last 5 rounds, Petrie has averaged 123. Gold Coast next week, round 12 by. Not a bad get back then by me.
Just a bit uneasy about his finals run, Supercoach finals, Adelaide, Essendon, Hawthorn, Collingwood. But look, nonetheless, if you had picked him up bloody 3 weeks ago, you'd be a happy bastard.
160 bloody nine.
Oh, you'd be happy as Larry, wouldn't you?
I pick up bloody Aaron Black. Ooh.
You picked up Aaron Black?
I picked him up long time ago. He make 181 grand. He score 123.
He's now up at, what, he's 394K now as
but
well.
But he not keeper. He not keeper for me. He steps on.
Stevie J, 89, thought he'd come out and try and match it with Gary Ablett Jr. and got found wanting. He's still up around 610 grand. You can't buy him at this price, can you? I just don't think he has the long-term, ultra-premium ability to come home for the rest of the season averaging your 110s. And to buy him at that price, that's what I'd need from you.
Agreed, Jock. Also, injury concern, a known knee complaint.
Tell you what, there's a couple of the Carlton boys up forward who, geez, if we didn't have these bloody boys in the way, would be excellent value for mine.
Andy, Jock. Yeah.
Yes, mate.
Perhaps you don't have round 13 by players in your forward line. And we are talking Adelaide, Collingwood, Essendon, Gold Coast, GWS, very fine on forwards. So trading in Carlton forwards may not be such a bad thing.
God, you're a beautiful bastard and I love you, Hig.
Thank you, Jock.
Andrew Walker, look, the Mad Irishman came out 3 or 4 weeks ago to suggest that the Andrew Walker would be a good trading option. Since then, fair to say, he dropped off a bit. But he came out with 150 points. And the good thing we like about both Walker and Robinson is they have a lot of time through the midfield, even though they're pure forwards. So 34 touches on the weekend, 150 Supercoach points, still only 504 grand, and Mitchie Robinson's only 480 grand.
Yes, Robinson with a break even of 47.
Yeah, his last three, 121, 122 and 94.
Outstandingly priced. That 49 will fall out of calculation, Jock. Get on now or miss out.
I would have bet their Supercoach finals run as well. They've got
excellent job.
Bulldogs, Richmond, Essendon, and then Port Adelaide in the grand final. So.
Okay, I say you this hot on man.
Mm.
After their hot on bye round, bloody Jordan Lewis have break even 39.
Gangbusters.
Oh.
Gone absolutely gangbusters, oh, hasn't he? He's averaged 121 in the last 3 weeks, but look, hasn't done it against the best opponents. What do they play, GWS Melbourne Port or something like that? Would you pick him up now? He's a little bit more expensive than he was at the beginning of the season. Would have liked to have jumped on last week or the week before for mine.
Agree, Mr. Jock. You say me a cheap, lucky man up forward.
Well, look, the one obvious one on the bubble is young fella George Burberry from the Geelong Football Club. Saw him on the Twitter there, he's a bit of a character, and he said, the best moment of me bloody life this season, it was a photograph of him in the middle of the team, and they were putting that bloody Powerade on him, and he said, the best moment of me life, and he's a good talent.
Maybe he liked bloody golden shower too.
You mean a golden shower?
Well, he like get covered in bloody liquid, colour liquid.
I don't know about any of that, but I do know that last year, in the VFL, for Geelong's premiership team, he scored 20 goals in the season. He was in their best 7 times, and he was a second best in the VFL grand final. So he's a big stage player. Of course, job security must be in question at Geelong down at bloody... Did you see the lights on down at bloody Simmons Stadium? I was honoured to be there to flick the switch, actually, and it was a great honour for myself and Polly Farmer to sort of both put the finger on the switch at the same time and bring light to the masses down there at Simmons Stadium. It was a great honour.
Illuminating Gary Ablett's skull, and what a goal it was, Jock. Reminiscent of your goal in the dying moments of the Coringa Bulls back-to-back-to-back-to-back premiership win.
Okay, you talk me bloody rack. This important. I won't say this one thing.
There's a big bloody question here. There's a couple of people asking it. Adam Silveri, who, of course, we're doing this podcast Sunday night. Round 10 is still up for bloody grabs, and people who have had the young Blitzavs boy on the bench as the emergency have him there, and he's come out with 107. Now, for many who have Dean Cox in there as a ruckman, they're thinking, do I just take Blitzavs 107? Do I put Cox on the bench, put my non-playing ruckman on the ground, and therefore allowing me to get
Curry, Rowe, etc.?
Spot on. So put them on the ground, therefore getting Blitzavs as your emergency, taking 107.
Oh.
It's a big bloody call for those listening before the Monday night game. Gentlemen, what are your thoughts?
This depend on who you bloody play.
Yeah.
Your position in game.
Yeah.
This depend on your opponent rack. And you after bloody league win or overall?
Yeah.
You must think. But crouching one think, 107 bloody good score. Nick Nat play rack more than Cock.
Yeah.
And maybe the Cock get tired.
Cox has been dropping off a little bit of late as well, hasn't he?
The Cock get lot of work lately.
Yeah.
He gets sore.
He's going in and out of the ruck, in and out, you know, repeatedly, time and time again. You're bound to get, a little bit of chafing, some abrasions.
He muscle.
As thing gets tighter. Things get tighter as a year
his
go
muscle,
on.
His muscle, not as strong as your stomach.
Yeah. I've just noticed him going a little bit limp of late. But look, Peter, statistically there must be something. Look, Dean Cox, how bloody likely is he to beat the score of 107 tomorrow night?
Going on statistics just this year, Jock, Cox has beaten the 107 four of the 9 occasions. 44.44 recurring, that is. However, with Nick Nat in the team, we have seen a significant drop-off. So, for mine, take the 107 if you can.
Look, clearly could go either way, but I'd tend to take the 107. Who the bloody hell are these blokes?
You're Adrian. You look like Van Drago.
My name is Nathan Vardy from Geelong Football Club, and I must break you.
Oh. Welcome, Mr. Jock.
I
get this trick.
Get off me, you bastard.
It's okay, Jock.
Get out of here, you mongrel. Get out. Don't you ever come back in this bloody studio again, you bastard. Bloody hell, who in the flaming hell were those bastards?
Ah, they want to fight. I give them fights.
Get Nathan Vardy.
Yes.
Nathan Vardy from Geelong came out with his first game. What's he doing here?
I kick his ass. You see that?
God, you're a wonderful martial art warrior, mate. Seeing you in action.
Is it safe to come out, John?
You come on, Hig, mate. Come in, son. It's all right, mate. They've gone.
What happened, John?
That was Nathan Vardy from Geelong who just played his first game over the weekend, 239. He looks like he's going to be a hell of a footballer for years to come.
Irrelevant in the studio.
Has he got off on the wrong foot with us?
An irrelevant, hell. Irrelevant pick for mine. Oh, crouching is a lethal weapon, Jock.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, some of the questions coming out. Let's just be calm.
That feel bloody good to kick some ass.
Yeah, look, Mick the Mad Irishman in his Tight Ass Tuesday article, which comes out on a Tuesday, funnily enough, selected Matthew Cruiser this weekend, and Cruiser delivered the goods with 122.
Yes, Jock, a break-even of 8, priced at just over 400 now, but again, futile in trading him in at this stage.
Yeah, and the other big thing about Cruiser is, whenever he plays that number one ruckman, and whenever Robbie Warnock's been out of the side, he really steps up with those extra hit-outs and possession. We saw early on he was the king pin in round one and two and scored, you know, averaged about 112. But then as soon as Warnock came back in, 42, 80, 92. But now with Warnock out, he'll only be out for 1 week. He came out with 122. So I would expect Cruiser to come back to average sort of...
Oh, what the bloody hell?
What's going on with these ruckmen?
What the bloody hell's going on? What was that bloody sound? Ah, this the mummy. You hear the mummy?
This is descending into farce.
The mummy. Where the mummy gone? He walk off now.
I think...
Did you bring him?
It might be Shane Mumford, Jock. I think he's back.
The mummy. God, he is back. 129 over the weekend.
Outstanding. He looked to be back with run and vigour, priced at 396, with a break-even of just 25.
God, 396. And I suppose that leads into a few questions here. Here's old Daniel Kupke off the Facebook there. G'day, Daniel. Who's a good ruck premium to bring in for Leuenberger? I mean, if you've still got Leuenberger and if you didn't give him the arse last week, could you now say, look at someone like Shane Mumford and consider him maybe after his bye?
Just be careful. Mumford will share a bye with both Nick Nat and Cox.
Yeah.
Be very careful. Also, Bliv Haas has the round 12 bye.
Of course, we love you just going for the tried and true premiums as well, and of course there's Nick Nats and your Goldsteins and Will Minson, who's only scored under 100 once this year and came out with another 123. I mean, I'd much prefer you go a real tried, tested, true premium, but God for value, Shane Mumford.
Oh yeah, what about bloody cheap prick Tom Nicol for Gold Coast?
Yeah, look, and of course at the moment we've got Zach Clark who's out for the rest of the season, so the ruck work's been left to Tommy Nichols and Daniel Gorringe at Gold Coast, and Guy McKenna, I was having a chat to him just the other day, and he said that Tommy Nichols is ahead of Gorringe, so we're looking at a kid here, 115,000, had 84 in his first round, who could be the number one ruckman for the Gold Coast Football Club for many weeks to come. So the thing is, you'll probably look to buy him before round 12. That's when he'll be on the bubble. So you'd have to bring him in for the Essendon game just before his buy in round 13, which is something you'll have to dice with.
Yes, Jock. Again, we'll make good cover for the West Coast and potential Sydney Rucks. But be aware, Gold Coast have an outstanding finals run. Melbourne, Port, St Kilda, GWS. But would you be trading him in the hope of a grand finalist ruck in your team?
Me and my personal situation with the Blitzav boys, I don't expect him to continue his current output, so I'd probably look to go down from Blitzavs to Tommy Nichols and grab a bit of cash. with Tommy Nichols as more your backup ruckman through the Supercage final series.
Also, possibly exploiting the ruck loophole, Jock.
Isn't that useful this year?
Accrued.
Do it every bloody week, can't you?
And as discussed in the pre-season,
yeah,
the forward ruck swing has been extremely pertinent this year.
Also, two young ruckmen, Sammy Grimley and Sammy Michael, who are on the bubble, wouldn't really consider them in light of the other things that are going on. Well, bloody time's getting away on us, boys, and we haven't even talked about the defenders. Grant Birchall, at one stage I was looking at the statistics, I don't know, but he'd had about 25 possessions at 100% disposal efficiency early today against the Melbourne Football Club and, you know, cranked out 117.
Bloody amazing.
Suddenly, after we've been taking the piss out of him for a while, we could say, when's he got his bye? He's got his bye next week, and I suppose he's someone that you could look to bring in at about 420k.
Be careful, Jock. We'll be tagged in future by the higher position teams. Defence is just so bloody difficult this year.
Completely agree, and that's probably why you might look to make that premium upgrade back there last. When you've got to build your team and you've got to get it all done, maybe we do our defence last. One question that might come up is Brett Goods, 98 following up an 86 from round 9. Can we consider the kid a keeper? Can you see yourself taking Brett Goods from Western Bulldogs Football Club into your final series?
Given the nature of defence, he is one to hold, performing equally with the premiums, arguing quite a strong case. Michael Hibbert is a very interesting prospect for Mindjock, coming in at 492 now, scored 115 on the weekend, following a 114, break-even of 55.
Just keeps delivering, doesn't he?
Agreed, Jock.
Mm.
But again, with the buys coming up, very difficult decisions to be made.
I reckon Wayno hit it on the head, boys. You know, it's got to be all about discipline, doesn't it? With the three, I'm just worried that young super coaches, and of course it doesn't matter if you're playing the Dream Team version of the game because you've got limitless trades. Crouching, all the best navigating the buys starting this week, mate.
Welcome.
Peter Higginbotham, and to you, and have yourselves a wonderful week. Say good day to your old mum as well.
Thank you, Jock. Will do, mate.
Community, all the best this week, and all the best navigating the boys. And Jock Reynolds.
Waka.